Thank you, Chairman. My name is Chris King. I'm the district, Mid-Sussex District Councillor for this ward that the application is within. I wish to voice our residents' concerns, not massive in planning terms perhaps, but highly important in how we listen to our voters, the people that we serve. Kingsway bisects Foggers Lane, the eastern half of Foggers Lane being our only rural area in southeast Burgess Hill. Indeed, unless you walk down the public footpath that Mrs. King referred to, alongside number 88 Foggers Lane, that emerges onto Fragborough Lane, you don't appreciate how rural it is. Just seeing it from Foggers Lane itself doesn't do the extent of the countryside that's there justice. Rabbits abound, deer graze, it is truly rural. Now, 950 yards away from where Kingsway bisects Foggers Lane is the only exit from the Sunley development of almost 500 houses that are currently being erected. From there, 100 yards north, is one of the two exits from the Keema Tiles site, another development of nearly 500 homes. Both are in the process of being built. So people leaving those exits would either come south to go into Forest Lane or north to go towards Whittlesfield. If they're going east in their journey, they'll increase the amount of traffic in Ditchingham, and they'll certainly affect the traffic in Foggers Lane. I am grateful for the Highways Authority for reviewing the traffic assessment. However, whatever algorithm is used generically, our local situation includes a railway line that borders Franklin's Ward, so there are limited routes for the traffic emerging from these two new developments, as I say, of 1,000 houses. Only 40 trips an hour from both developments is the updated version of the projection. 40 trips at rush hour. Doesn't sound very many. There is strong feeling in our local area that we've done enough, that the disruption caused by these two large new builds is now enough. Our one piece of countryside is now threatened. We feel it is time to say enough. Accordingly, I support all three reasons for refusal in Mrs. King's report, and I urge this committee to support her recommendation. And I also strongly urge this committee to attach additional reasons for refusal. One, to protect the genuine risk of adding unacceptably to the pressure on the local infrastructure. Two, the newly made Burgess Hill neighbourhood plan confirms the protection of the countryside beyond the built-up boundary, and this exceeds that. This is not a site, three, that has ever been identified for development. And finally, the drastic effects on the near neighbours who live at number 60A along to number 90 Foggers Lane. There's 15 houses, not counting the one that will be demolished, who will have, and the Fragborough Lane properties. Their loss of amenity is significant, and I think that should be an additional reason for refusal. This proposal is not sustainable. Economically, we have the local business and its effect. Socially, we have the near neighbours who definitely have a loss of amenity, and environmentally, the South Downs National Park, the buffer, and the countryside restraint as outlined in the made Burgess Hill neighbourhood plan. And finally, as a result of the earlier cases, I just wondered about the issue of the deferment for legal advice on the weight given to the district plan. In terms of if it can demonstrate a 5-year land supply, does this in any way apply to this application? Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor.